It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado priest has been accused of sexually abusing a minor and has been put on leave, CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Parishioners at St. Mary Catholic Church in Aspen were told that a former priest was placed on administrative leave, pending an investigation into allegations of sexual abuse. The priest, Reverend Michael O'Brien, left Aspen in 2011, and the abuse was alleged to have taken place between 2004 and 2008. Before his administrative leave, O'Brien was serving as a pastor at St. Anthony of Padua and St. Peter, two parishes in Julesburg and Crook on the Eastern Plains. This, according to the Archdiocese of Denver. The allegations of abuse have also been reported to the Aspen Police Department. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado business leaders are feeling less optimistic about the economy than they were during the summer, CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
A new report from CU's Business Research Division says the Delta variant is the primary reason for a drop in confidence levels since the survey was last conducted in June. Executive Director of CU's Business Research Division, Brian Lewandowski, says companies thought the worst was over this summer and had to reassess their outlook when COVID-19 cases surged again.
I think these businesses are reflecting on that, as well as new concerns that are popping up.
Those new concerns are led by supply chain problems and inflation, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Coloradan is featured in today's Google Doodle. Google's homepage shows a slideshow celebrating Rodolfo Corky Gonzalez. Gonzalez was a poet and boxer who rallied Chicanos in Denver to fight for their rights and cultural identities in the 1960s and 70s. Today's piece was drawn by Brooklyn artist Roxy Vixcara and features lines from Gonzalez's poem, Yo Soy Joaquin. Today marks 51 years since the Gonzalez family founded the country's first private school focused around Mexican-American culture. Corky Gonzalez died in 2005. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.